Ever hear of something called Goblin's Cache?
Goblin's cash.
Yeah, Goblin's Cache. It's this AI-powered decentralized exchange, DEX, built for Bitcoin Cash. And it's trying to fix this, well, it's a big problem, liquidity in the BCH ecosystem. That's our deep dive today.
Okay, sounds good.
So we're gonna like unpack Goblin's Cash, all the big features, and then, think about the future of BCH too.
Right.
So Goblin's Cash. Smart BCH makes sense, right? BCH and all. But what makes it different? Like, there's so many DeFi platforms out there.
I think the key here is efficiency. Goblin's Cash uses this thing. Concentrated liquidity came from Uniswap V3. It's not spreading liquidity out thinly, you see. You can focus on specific price ranges, where you think the action will be.
Ah, so you can like target where you provide liquidity for potentially better returns.
Exactly. And that's huge for BCH. Historically, it's had, liquidity issues.
For sure. So bigger, juicier yields for liquidity providers. Gotcha. But for the average Joe, like, why use it?
Well, you can stake GOB, the platform's token, and you earn BCH directly, real BCH.
Wait, so not just some, pie in the sky token hoping it moons.
Right. Real returns, cryptocurrency you can use today. Plus, there's farming too, another way to earn.
Right. Farming, putting your crypto to work. Love that. Now, DeFi always seemed, I don't know, like, it had the potential to be bigger than just one blockchain.
Absolutely.
And it looks like Goblin's Cash is thinking the same way. Binance Smart Chain, Base, all connected with Hyperlane. What's the deal with that?
Think of Hyperlane as a bridge connecting different blockchains seamlessly. It's permissionless, no central authority, so transactions are, well, smoother.
More freedom. Got it. So for Goblin's Cash users, what does that all mean?
More liquidity from different chains,
Yeah.
more opportunities, basically.
Wow. Like going from a small town to the big city. And hold on, there's more, right? Timeswap V2.
Yes, Timeswap V2, it's all about control. Non-liquidatable loans, time-based.
Time-based loan. So like fixed
Yeah,
term.
exactly. Predictability. And it could
Yeah.
really boost BCH, bring in more users.
Okay, this is a lot of features for Goblin's Cash. It seems like they are trying to solve this BCH liquidity problem.
Yes, but it's even more than that. They're thinking about the future, talking about a BCH UTXO-based blockchain.
Hold on. A BCH UTXO-based blockchain for Goblin's Cash. Why?
It's about maximizing what BCH tech can do. Efficiency, security, all that.
So this Goblin's Cash, it's not just some small thing. This is like potentially a game changer.
Exactly. For BCH, I mean, it's not just everyday spending. Goblin's Cash is showing it can be a DeFi power player.
Right. AI, cross-chain, easy to use. Yeah, I see it. BCH getting its place in this whole decentralized world.
Absolutely. And for our listeners, paying attention to BCH, this is important.
100%. So Goblin's Cash, just one example of what's happening in DeFi. The future is, well, it's pretty exciting.
It really is. It makes you wonder, with how easy Goblin's Cash is trying to make things, could this be how DeFi finally becomes mainstream? Not just for, the crypto diehards, but for everyone. That's something to
Wow.
think about.
That is the question, isn't it?